Debbie, it's good to see you. God bless you. Mary Jane, you are bright today. Have y'all seen Mary Jane today? Oh, my gosh. Sister Strickland, you're shining back there. Praise God. Y'all just blessed us here at the coming in. I have been intending to say this, and I forget every time. But Jim and Martina, we are so glad you're here today. I don't know if y'all have met them, Tina's parents, and so we are so glad y'all are here. And y'all just got to know, I'm on the verge of jealousy. Jim dresses so distinguished. And so my new thing is I'm going to lose my weight. I'm going to buy me some sports coats and ties, you know. Jim, you look sharp today, brother. As always, let me put that. And Martina, you're shining today, I'm sure, as always. Amen, amen. Well, glory. God is good, y'all. Cliff, you're shining back there, too. We can recognize you. We know you're hid behind that. So, amen. All right. Well, if you got your Bibles, your iPhones, your iPads today, let's just get right on into the Word here this morning. Matthew chapter 10 is what we'll begin with. I've got 3 or 4 verses of Scripture here at the beginning. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, speaking of Jesus, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of disease and all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Would you say power with me? And then we have it over in Luke chapter 19. Luke 10 and verse 19. Luke 10 and verse 19. He says, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Would you say power with me? And then over in Acts chapter 1, look at verse 4 and verse 8. "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me." In verse 8. "But ye shall receive" what? "Power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." We could say Alvarado and Johnson County and the state of Texas and all over the world. Well, let me just begin by asking, is there anyone in here this morning who's ever needed a miracle? Hallelujah. Could anyone use a miracle today? Yes. For anything? When we're faced with a great need, either for ourselves or for others, can I just tell you that the very first thing that we should do is begin by seeking to know God's will in the matter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Like, "Lord, you know I can do nothing without you." I pray that a lot of times. "But with you, all things are possible. So, Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation, in this particular?" Yet, did you know that a lot of folks don't know that? Here's what they do. "Now, Lord, if it be your will, would you heal Sister So-and-so's whatchamacallit?" Now, that's supposed to be funny because that's a true story. Anybody used to remember testimony service? We grew up in church. You had a time for testimonies. And so Sister So-and-so was not there that night. And so another dear sweet lady stood up and says, could we just pray for Sister So-and-so's whatchamacallit? I don't know what that whatchamacallit was. We're not worried about that, but they prayed. God did, okay? So how many know that's not the way we pray for Sister So-and-so's whatchamacallit? We need to be careful not to start or end a prayer by blindly saying such a thing. And why do I say that? Because guess what? It is His will that we prosper, Brandon, in every area of our lives. Would you look at somebody and say, it is His will. It is His will for us to prosper physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially. It is His will. It is His will that we prosper in our health. So remember, we need to seek to know God's will in the situation and then base our prayer upon that, whatever that situation is. And the most important thing that we can do then is to exercise or use the key then to the miraculous. What do you think that key might be? It's called the spoken word, Brother Tony. Amen. The spoken word. We need to remember God has given us to us the power and the authority over every disease. He's given us authority over every demonic influence, over every sickness, over any storm that might arise in our lives. And yes, we have the authority over our finances. We really can tell our money where to go. We can control our money. How many know it does not have to control us? Amen. Amen. Each one of the four gospel accounts of Jesus' words, or each one of the gospel accounts record Jesus' word on authority. And again, from our text, Matthew 10 and 1, and when Jesus had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power. Did I mention what the name of our title is? We have the power. We have the power. The Greek word for power here in this verse is exousia. It means mastery. It means force. It means jurisdiction. It means strength. Jesus gave them power against unclean spirits. He gave them jurisdiction over it, force over it. He gave them strength over it, power over it, to cast them out and to heal some sicknesses. No, that's not what He said, was it? All manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. Understand with me, He gave them the power. They could not have done it on their own. He gave it to them. And God has given us the same authority over all manner of sickness and disease. And again, Luke 10:19, Jesus spoke these words, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions." In other words, to trample over them and put them over your feet and over all the power of the enemy. Now let me ask you this morning, who's our enemy? We know it's not flesh and blood, but we know we have an enemy called the devil. And yes, he happens to work through people sometimes. Now, what about when we think about serpents? We know certain snakes can kill us or can kill its prey by biting with their teeth and injecting the poison into their bloodstream. Other snakes, like the boa constrictor, will wrap around its prey and squeeze the life out. Scorpions will use their tail their sting or to sting their victims. Listen, I believe that not only are we protected by the power of a literal snake bite or the sting of a scorpion, but we know the words that people speak can do enough damage to bring death, not only emotional and physically. Has anyone ever been stung by someone's words? Jesus is saying here, I give you the power to trample on the very words and actions that would try to bring you harm. We do not have to let people's words get to us. When ugly, hurtful, negative words are spoken to you or over you, you need to cast those words off and declare that they will not attach themselves to you. Dear sweet lady, I was talking to her on the phone this week, and she told me how she went to this particular doctor. And of course, she had not been vaccinated. That's her choice. And this doctor was very ugly to her. He says, you know you're going to kill, you're going to die, and you're putting everybody in my office harm. Here I am trying to help you, and you're not vaccinated. I told her she needed to find another doctor. Right off. Amen. Amen. In the same way, everybody say we. We need to watch the words that we speak over ourselves. Not just over others, but over ourselves. Luke 19 again, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When you look up the word nothing in the Greek, it says none, nobody, not even one man, a woman, or a thing. Here's a word that was given by the prophet Isaiah in 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you're going to condemn. Here's another scripture, very familiar, in John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do also. And greater works, that means more quantity of works, than these shall you do. I don't think we could do greater works than what Jesus did. Amen? He raised people from the dead. He put coins in a fish's mouth. But this is talking about more than he even did. Many times we keep asking God to act when in fact, listen now, he has called us to establish his authority by our action and our divinely inspired speech. Can you say amen? Amen. We've been given the power and the authority to establish, or the power to establish his authority by our actions. Well, Pastor, what does that mean? It means by the words we speak, we can declare his authority. In fact, let's just stop right now and let's just declare the authority in Jesus' name over our lives. Would you just say this after me? Today in the name of Jesus, I declare the needed funds to come to me. I command the storm to be stilled in my life. I command the demonic influence to be bound and come out. I command any affliction to leave. I command any sickness in my body to depart. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, here's what we really need to remember. Miracles come by our faith in God's present power through us. Not by any ritual, not by any formula of our human works or willpower in the natural. Here's what Mark 11:23 says. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, anybody ever have a situation or a problem in their lives that seems as big as a mountain? Two of you. Okay, we're good. That's good. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, there we go, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Listen, Jesus was teaching us that we have the ability to speak to those mountains in our lives. He was showing us the reality that what we speak counts when it comes, when it is united in faith, when those things come together. In other words, when we believe and not doubt, especially in our society today, where it's believed that what we say is not really important. In fact, they turn it around. Jesus is reminding us that great power is released through our words. Listen, God wants us to change our vocabulary so that what we say lines up with His word. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Think about it for a moment. Does your words line up with His words? What you said on the way to church this morning, does that line up with His words? What you said to your children early this morning, or to your spouse while you were getting dressed, does that line up with God's words? I know what I'm talking about. As children of God, listen, that's who we are as believers. It should line up, shouldn't it? Understand with me that lies and sarcasms and put-downs and hurtful words certainly should not be part of our vocabulary. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What should be in our mouth then? It should be words of faith, words that uplift, positive words, words full of victory, words of power, not words of fear and of doubt. Amen. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them.
Hallelujah.
What was that? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What is it? Believe that you receive them and ye might have them. You will, you shall. Can you see with me then that believing is the key to everything when it comes to the kingdom of God? And it's a way that we then tap into the very power of Almighty God. Guess what? Our looks doesn't move God. Your offering doesn't move God. We're obedient. He blesses our obedience. But it's our faith. Our faith is what moves God. So I would say most of us in here know this, but the question is, do we know how to put into action what we've just read? Do you know how to put it into action? Something we make so hard really is very simple. And we've heard it before. We've heard it before. But I'm coming to you again with it today. It's as simple as saying, I believe, I receive. Would you say that with me? I believe, I receive. What is it doing? What's happening? What's happening when you say that? You are responding to God's word. Listen, you may not feel it, or you may not realize it, but something happens in our spirit when we say those words. And I'll be honest enough to tell you this morning, I don't understand how, but I know that it just does work. And I've used this as an example before. We may not understand just how our digestive system works or knows, but it knows what to do when we swallow something. It goes to work, doesn't it? All we have to do is take one bite of food and it goes to work. And you can tell by looking at me, I just don't take one bite of something. One bite, one Ruffles chip is not enough for me. Okay. Guess what? We don't have to make it happen. It just happens. Would you say, tell somebody, it just happens. That's just the way our bodies are made. It's in much the same way when we feed on God's word and his promises and we swallow. Everybody say swallow. And we swallow, when we swallow them or take them into our spirit, I'm talking about God's word, by saying, I believe, I receive, you have to know that at that moment, your faith is released. Listen now, here goes. We don't have to make it happen. We don't have to feel it happening. It just happens. Would you look at somebody, tell them it just happens. Why? Because our reborn spirit, Brother Tony, our born again spirit is made to work that way. And this may seem so elementary today, but I'm telling you, somebody needs to hear this again today. When you say with your mouth on a consistent basis, I believe and I receive my healing, then just know that your faith is released to bring the power of God to bear on that particular area of need. Why? Because you're responding to God's word. Believing his word is true. I believe and I receive. I believe and I receive. Therefore, I know that that swelling is leaving my ankles right now. I believe and I receive that, knowing that the swelling is leaving my joints. I believe and I receive, therefore I know that the pain is leaving my body right now. Watch this now. But what do you think also happens when you say, well, I believe I'm coming down with a cold. Oh, I get it every year. And so this must be it. I know it is. I've been sneezing all morning. You know it's the season. I'm going to catch it. Well, let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen? You will more than likely catch what you were speaking. Well, Pastor, the doctor examined me and the facts of his diagnosis is I have such and such. I have such and such in my whatchamacallit. It's bad, I know it is. I guess that's just my lot in life. To have this in my whatchamacallit. My mama had it, my grandma had it, my brothers had it. Look at somebody and say, stop. Stop that crazy talk right now. Yeah, come on, brother. declare that there's nothing wrong with your whatchamacallit. Whatever that might be. It's different for everybody. What we have just done is declared with our mouth the facts over our lives. Why can't we instead declare, yes, that's what the doctor has said, but the truth of the matter is, I'm standing on God's word. His word says I'm healed. That curse is broken off of me and will not be carried down through my bloodline in Jesus' name. That by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I have the power as a believer to walk in divine healing. And so I choose to stand on the word of God. I have divine DNA inside of me, Brandon. And there ain't no virus in hell. There ain't no jab that will fool with my DNA. Listen, when you say, I believe I receive, that my financial needs are met, and you have found and quoted scripture that backs those up, just know that faith is released to bear on those needs. I like to say what that old song says. We need to keep the switch of faith turned on. And if we find ourselves speaking out, I believe, and I receive God's word over my life on a continual basis, guess what? We will actually be keeping that switch of faith turned on. We don't ever have to be turned off. We ought to include, I believe, I receive when we pray. Lord, as I pray for these needs this morning, I'm believing that I'm receiving and the answer is on the way. Praise God. When we're praising the Lord to a praise song, Lord, I'm praising you this morning. I'm believing and I'm receiving and we'll see it come to pass concerning my finances. Even when we're reading the Word of God. And when we find ourselves then in our darkest hour and we're not receiving, when everything looks the worst, that is exactly the time when we need to say it the loudest. I believe and I receive it right now. Would you just say it with me again? I believe and I receive. And so why don't we just add these words to our daily diet and watch miracles begin to happen. Hallelujah. Would you say this after me? The word works. When you work the word. Say it again. The word works when you work the word. When you arise in the morning, dear Lord, I thank you that today I will walk in divine protection and I will walk in divine favor with God and with man. And I believe and I receive every good thing that you have for me this day. Wreath, come on up. I'm through with that part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we're about to receive communion, guys. Would you come on up? I've got a couple of more things to say about it. Would y'all come on up and help out Brother Garen? Come on down and help Brandon. We're going to, as they're passing it out, again this morning, we are proclaiming what Jesus did for us in that his body was broken for us. Watch this now. And his blood was shed for us. And we are remembering that as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, this ought to be an exciting moment because as we partake, guess what? We can expect things are changing for our good. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let me say that again. This ought to be a joyous and an exciting time. Yes. That as we partake, remembering what the Lord did for us, we can, as we partake, expect that good things, expect things are changing for our good. All right. Understand with me that the stripes that Jesus bore through being whipped, listen to this now, actually tore his body apart. And this was for his, this was for our sicknesses and for our diseases to bring about our total and complete healing. The blood that he shed was for our sins, for our transgressions, for our iniquities, to bring about our salvation, for our redemption, for our freedom. He took on every curse so we would no longer have to bear those curses in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes." Now quickly, before we partake, I have two other verses that I want us to read, and I haven't read them in a while. But I want to do that now, and I want to explain those two verses to you, where there's no misunderstanding of these verses. Verse 27 and verse 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Listen to what Paul writes. "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood of the body and the blood of the Lord." Now I want you to listen very carefully. Come on, Brother Tony, you can bring it on up. This verse that I just read has stopped a lot of people from ever taking communion because they did not consider themselves worthy, knowing they make mistakes and will again. And it scares today even good, sweet believers from ever receiving communion. And how many know that's sad? This should be a happy time. I want you to understand on this particular verse what Paul was referring to. What happened back then, the people would gather together and they would have this great feast. And they would eat and they would gorge themselves till they threw up. And they would drink joyously until they were drunk. And then afterwards, they would try then to be serious and sober and attempt then to take communion. Paul knew they were then in no shape to partake of communion and humbly receive it for the right reason. So he wrote, if you take communion in that state or that condition, it's unworthy, and you shall be guilty of Jesus' body being in that shape and the blood shed. Now listen, those were strong words. And it was meant to be by Paul. He wanted to shake them up. With that said, understand something with me, that my worthiness or your worthiness is not something that is predicated or dependent upon our goodness, our works, or our efforts. But it is on the grace of God, Reith, and my believing in Jesus Christ only. Therefore, I can partake this morning freely because I believe in Him and I rest in His grace upon my life. And I had to write it down what she sang. His grace finds me. His grace finds me. So if we talk then about truly being worthy in that sense, I never have been worthy if it depends on my good works. You've never been worthy if it depends on your good works. But again, by the grace of God, we can stand here this morning through faith in Jesus Christ and His righteousness. and we can receive communion with an humble yet joyous heart, a thankful heart for what He did for me and what He did for us. Then we come to verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And this is the part of which we can do here before we partake. Why? Because it's a God thing. We can examine ourselves and make sure that we don't have any unforgiveness towards anybody at this very moment. Any wrong feelings, any thoughts that are wrong towards somebody. If we do, we need to deal with it between us. And if that person is here, then you need to go to that person before you take communion. So, right now, as we have our cup, we have our wafer, let's examine our hearts right now before we partake. Wreath is going to play, and we're going to have just a quiet moment here. Understand that this is not a time not only to remember, but we can rejoice and be happy today in what Jesus has done. And guess what? Not just what He's done, but what He's continuing to do, Sister Brenda, in your life, Mary Jane in your life, Debbie in your life, Belinda in your life. We can rejoice what He's continuing to do in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's just examine our hearts for a moment. Have your wafer ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hararabasata basata. Thank you, Lord. Lord, if there's anything in my heart that you're not pleased with, show me right now. I thank you for your grace today that finds me, oh God. Thank you that I was saved by your grace. Hallelujah. I praise you today. I thank you today. Lord, every move that I make, every word that I speak, I want it to be pleasing to you. My words and my actions, Lord. Hallelujah. As we take of this bread right now, we're remembering that His body was broken for us, for our healing. It was broken for our sins, our iniquities, that we might be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you today. I thank you for that. Let's partake of the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for suffering in my place, oh God. Thank you that you bore every curse. Hallelujah. I've read that He took 39 lashes, representing what is said to be that there's 39 root causes of diseases that is known to man. And He bore a stripe for every one of those. His body was tore and shred in pieces. You have that picture in your mind. We've all, most of us have watched The Passion. It makes it so vivid to see what He did. So, Lord, we thank you. And now, Lord, we're remembering the blood that you shed through all of that and onto the cross. the blood that you shed, that we might be set free, that we might receive salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We're remembering today. Let's partake of the cup. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today and let's just worship the Lord with a hand clap. Thank you today, Lord. I praise you. I thank you today. I thank you today. I glorify your name today. I thank you today. I praise you today. We magnify you today. One more thing that we want to do as we end today. I want you to say this declaration after me as we end. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you in thanksgiving, thanking you for what you have done for me. I have been made righteous through your blood. And I'm coming to you in faith, believing. I'm standing on your word. As your word says, that as I pray, believing, I will receive. So from this day forward, as your word says, I can. Therefore, I will speak with your authority to the mountains in my life. And they will be removed if I believe and not doubt. Therefore, today, I declare that authority over my life in Jesus' name. I declare those needed funds to come to me. I command the storm to be stilled in my life. And I declare that no affliction, sickness or disease will come near my dwelling. And your word says so. I break every curse, new and old, off of me and my family. Knowing your word is true, that it is yes and amen over my life. I do believe and I do receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. As you're leaving today, let's greet one another.